Haynesbury, a town where, contrary to popular opinion, somebody other than a narrow-minded, temperamental jerk can do an internal monologue. Not that anybody around here is that good at keeping things to themselves anyway. And even if they were, chances are some bizarre movement of the universe would find a way to change that.
Well, there's another bag of bottles for the scary sphere. Hey, did we ever check that the folks over there are okay with us dumping our trash in their dimension?
Asked and answered. It's all good. Apparently the no-holds bar on their end grinds it up and serves it to at least half the clientele. It's practically a delicacy over there.
Can somebody remind me again why we're helping clean out the back room of the Rovers for free?
Because we actually care about the people in this town, beyond what we get paid for dealing with their supernatural problems?
Exactly. And I'm glad I can help. I may have decided to abstain from our more complex investigations as of late, but good old-fashioned community service, that I can get behind.
Yeah, well, maybe I could too, if it at least felt like everybody was pulling their weight.
You're going to complain about people not pulling their weight?
I have the right! I mean, have you seen Ginny and Orville? All they've been doing since we got here is making goo-goo eyes at each other.
Well, excuse us for being in love.
No, Algie's right. We haven't been helping. We're sorry.
Yeah, okay, we're sorry. So sorry.
Now see, that's what I like about my relationship with Dulcie. We don't have to be all over each other all the time. We keep things casual. Well, except for this one time with some nunchucks.
Miriam, maybe that conversation could wait until after working hours?
Right. Yeah, sorry.
Thank you. And, how is Miss Valdez lately?
Good. Fine. I don't know, just good.
Wow, sounds great, Miriam. Hey, Jack, have you been up to anything interesting lately?
Even if he did, he'd probably just be a downer about it.
Hey, the only reason I end up being the realist here is because the times I actually have something positive to bring up, somebody always ends up changing the subject before I can...
Hey, look at this. Looks like Mike's been holding out on the good stuff. I'm sure he won't mind if I check to see if it's still good.
Algie, is that bottle glowing ominously?
Yes, it is, which means you probably shouldn't open it.
Seriously? With all the crazy, whacked out stuff that happens in this town, you guys are freaked out by a glowing bottle of booze? I bet it's just some magic or something that somebody put on this bottle to scare away people so they won't get their hands on the quality liquor. Well, bad news for you, whoever you are, because Algernon Graham sees right through you!
The lengths at which you'll go to get drunk at work are truly astounding.
Yeah, I'll feel bad about that when you stop drinking wine in the bathtub.
What? I don't do that. I don't!
Of course not.
Uh-huh.
But if you did, judgment-free zone.
Well, if we've got all of our whining out of the way, I'm gonna open this bad boy. Huh. I need a bottle opener. Bet there's one out front. I'll be right back.
Quick, somebody hide the bottle before he gets back.
I got it. Good idea, Miriam.
I'll say. With our luck, something strange was bound to happen.
Oops.
Ginny!
Sorry, but can you blame me? I got distracted by Orville's eyes.
Right, because they're so dark and mysterious, aren't they?
Guys, how about we skip the squabbling and come up with a plan? Whether we like it or not, we're in this now.
But what exactly is this?
Hello, hello, ladies, lads, and entities of uncertain origin. Welcome to the show. I am your host, Gordon Vimer, the Milish Marcus Orlani McSlay, the 52nd, but you can call me anything but late to the end of the world. However, I do prefer Gordon as it is lighter on the tongue.
I already hate this.
Oh... Come now, there's no reason to be so sour. What you have before you today is a truly remarkable opportunity to unleash the secrets of your soul.
No, thank you.
Yeah, Gordon Vibleamer, whoever you are. I've had it up to here with this, so why don't you take your weird, invisible antics and get out of here?
You sound like Carlton.
Jack.
Shh, I'm listening. Hey, Mr. Gordon Disembodied Voice, where are you?
Ah, the little lady with all the right questions. I am everywhere and nowhere. I'm the light, the air, the...
pompous windbag full of riddles?
Oh, even better! I am the gin of the bottle. Get it? The G-I-N bottle?
Awful pun.
Aren't gins supposed to live in lamps?
Perhaps it isn't wise to ask imprudent questions when we have no clear visual of this... entity.
Don't speak to it. This is obviously some kind of sick joke or trap. We'll be leaving now! What the hell?
Gordon, how could you?
It is my nature, the nature of the game, the nature of the djinn. Speaking of djinn, the only way you are ever leaving this delightful little temporal pocket of wonderful is...
to make three wishes?
To get rip-roaring smashed!
I'm sorry, what?
Sip the juice, ingest the courage, knock it back like...
I think he's suggesting that we need to drink.
Bingo, you dapper son of a gun! Not just drink, but get exceptionally drunk. Those are the rules. Until everyone is drunk and making wishes, all of us are trapped here forever, putting the fun in dysfunctional.
That's stupid.
I don't make the rules, doll. I just enjoy them. Hey, at least if you drink up, you'll all get to see my lovely face. Won't be visible to you otherwise. Consider it all part of the gimmick.
So we play and you let us out. You swear?
Only if my mother isn't present.
You're not as funny as you think you are.
I agree.
Now wait a minute. There's no need to panic. Algie went for a bottle opener, remember? He should be back any second now. He'll let us out.
Ooh, actually the confinement bit works in space and time. An eternity could pass in here before your friend could bat an eye. Unfortunate that he didn't end up here with the rest of you. I could have had some real fun with him.
What do you mean by have fun?
Yeah, because you said fun in a way that is so concerning.
To put it plainly, I am very easily entertained. I can and will drive you all to the brink of insanity and then nudge you over one by one. Like little chicks falling from a nest. Feathers everywhere. But the feathers are a metaphor, you understand? I'll be having fun, but you, well, let's just say you won't be able to tell what's real anymore.
When I get my hands on you, I swear I'll...
You can't see me unless you play.
So, let's just wish to be out of here.
No way. Haven't you ever read any stories about djinn? There's always some kind of price. Something inevitably goes wrong. There are too many variables.
Right on cue with that classic Jack pessimism.
Well, am I wrong?
I'm just trying to help.
I should never have agreed to come here.
Stupid to just
talk to her like that. About this.
Liza, what the hell are you doing?
You guys can fight all you want, but I'm pretty sure it'll be a whole lot harder to take on an enemy we can't see.
Are you suggesting we get wasted in the middle of the day, probably leaving an opening for this asshole genie to get the upper hand on us?
Yeah.
Guess you got nothing to lose. Pour me one too, Liza.
Me three. Orville?
Okay. But you won't like it.
At this point, it'd be stupid to resist.
Very well then.
Let the games begin.
You know, I don't know why I was worried. I'm always so worried.
Let's play! Let's go! I'm ready to dominate!
Another shot!
Have you ever thought about that maybe your entire life has been nothing but a long series of worries? I should just let go and drift, you know?
Oh, it's okay, Jack. You're so nice. Isn't he nice? Orville! Orville, can I tell you a secret? You're so cute.
It's harder to control telekinesis like this. Sorry, I told you you wouldn't like it if I drank.
Do it again.
This is ridiculous.
I must say that I am shocked by the level of tolerance you all possess. I was, of course, trained on the battlefields of fine dining where, well, let's just say I could identify a Cabernet Sauvignon practically out of the cradle. Ha!
You people look to be significantly lubricated.
You wish.
Shh! We're gonna play!
Thank you, enthusiastic one.
Yay, Liza!
Oops.
Everything's gonna be okay, man.
You people are an absolute shambles. If for a brief moment I could obtain the attention of your vacant eyes, I would be eternally grateful. Here are the rules.
Rules!
You're scary like this. It's kind of hot. Don't tell Dulcie I said that.
It's time for Wish or No Wishes! The immortal game of questions, answers, and ultimatums!
I think the ultimate ultimatum is death.
Hey! I'm practically dead!
Jenny, please.
All of you will have a turn to spill your secrets on the throne of wishes. At the end of your turn, you get to choose whether or not to make a wish of any variety.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Sweetheart, I've lived a very long life, and I can assure you, you'll be subjected to far stupider things than me.
He admitted he's stupid. The game is ours!
After 3 wishes are made, all of us will be free. You to return to your menial lives and me to roam the world wreaking havoc.
So we, like, make random wishes? What if we don't make any wishes?
Then we start all over again. The second go-around is usually much more traumatizing.
That's not fair. How are we supposed to win? Seems like we lose either way.
You win by making my game yours.
And you're not gonna clarify that?
Nope! Let's begin! And since you're so chatty, you're up first.
I don't have any secrets.
Sorry.
Well, we'll just see about that.
Wait! I think I should get a brief parley with my associates for strategic maneuvering.
Fine.
I could wish that we never broke the bottle in the first place.
But that wouldn't mean that no one else ever would. If Delia gets a hold of this creep, we're screwed.
It's really hard to relax when I know that somehow everything becomes our problem.
Aw, don't cry.
I'm not.
We have to focus.
Can't you see we're doing that?
This is stressful.
You guys!
First up, we have Miss. I have no secrets, only honesty. So let's go for the throat. Or should I say, the spectacles.
What?
I spy in your mind's eye a little crush on Dr. Perspectacle Hottie McMonster Man. He's frolicking through your mind like a romance hero, mumbling his way through life, except when he doesn't. You like that side of him too, don't you, Liza? The dark side.
Is he talking about Elliot?
Shh. This is getting good.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So what I'm hearing is you admit that he's hot both ways, hmm?
Elliot is... I mean, Dr. Quaid is my friend and associate, and I...
What's the matter, Liza? Can't admit that you want to get down and dirty with a monster?
He is not a monster. At least, not all the time. We're friends.
I used to say that about my third ex-wife.
No wonder you're divorced. You have no idea how to speak to people. You're cruel and heartless. Elliot is my friend, and I can think about whoever I want, so just get out of my head, or-
And I think that's the deepest depths you have. Want to make a wish? Maybe wish away the knowledge of your secret shame?
I'm not ashamed of anything! And I don't want anything from someone like you.
Suit yourself.
Are you okay, Liza?
I'm fine.
You did good.
Jack is right. At least now we know what to expect.
He's manipulating us. No matter what he says to us, nobody make a wish. We can't let this asshole loose on Hainsbury.
We got this.
Agreed.
We got this. We got this. Mm-hmm.
Round 2! Our second contestant is the undead Princess of Pink, the bubbly drinker of blood!
You are so dramatic. My mind is a steel trap. I'm locked in.
Love, love, love! Oh wow, it's like a carnival in here! So many hopes and dreams, so much love.
You don't scare me.
So much glitter! And who's this dulcet darling? Or should I say... Dulcie?
Oh.
Oh, but wait! Aren't you in a relationship with the creepy quiet one?
Don't call me creepy.
I have nothing to hide. That's true. I did like Dulcie.
Wait, what?
Miriam, I'm sorry. Dulcie is so strong and so beautiful, I couldn't help but like her. But I was never going to do anything about it. And I love the two of you together. Orville, I hope you know that I like you so much more. Can you forgive me?
You're perfect.
Ginny, I don't think I could ever be mad at you for noticing how fucking hot my girlfriend is.
Dulcie is a remarkable woman. I confess that,
Clam it, Gatsby, it isn't your turn!
That I found myself jealous that you received her affections when... Well, I did meet her first.
She isn't your property. I know you're rich and you're used to owning things, but that doesn't mean you get to call dibs on people. Dulcie is capable of making her own choices, even if you might not approve.
Wait, what? But you just... With Ginny... Miriam, I...
You've said enough.
Enough of this sideshow. Ginny, will you be making a wish?
Why would I do that?
So you could have what you want, anything you desire.
What more could I ask for? I already have so many amazing friends, and I have Orville. No wishes for me.
Enough! Round three!
Uh-oh.
Well, well, well. The unpracticed telepath. The silent one who could be so much stronger if he only applied himself. Tell me, everyone, have you ever met anyone with less of a hold on their capabilities?
Sorry.
What is it that you're sorry about, Orville? Being ineffective? Being out of control? Or is it the worst secret of all? The inability to tell if you're successfully repressing your abilities. Are you afraid, Orville? Or are you afraid that they'll be afraid of you if you tell them what it is you're really capable of doing?
If I tell them, will you stop?
Jin's honor, cross my heart and hope to be unleashed on an unsuspecting audience.
It's okay, Orville. We trust you.
Okay. I haven't been honest about the extent of my abilities. I can hear thoughts, but I can also influence them.
Wait. I couldn't argue with you that day in the kitchen, back when you had your little brush with feelings. I wanted to tell you off, but I just stopped.
Oh yeah. Sorry about that.
It's okay. I know you didn't mean it.
Well, we all do things we're not proud of.
True. Plus, we know you mean well when all's said and done.
You are so brave for telling us.
Thanks. I try not to use it. I never want to force anyone to do anything. It scares me. Even if it can be used for good.
Wait! This is an advantage, Orville! Make Gordon want to let us go! You said you can control people, right? I think this counts as a good reason to do it.
It's worth a try.
Let's go!
You should let us go. Now.
Oh, pathetic! Hear that lovely sound? That's the sound of unsubtle cheating. You lose a wish, you're down to two.
That's not fair!
Yeah, you can't.
You're a mother, and the rest of you have mothers, or you had them at some point, so I'm sure everyone here understands the saying that two wrongs don't make a right. However, in my world, they cancel out, which means you're down to two wishes. Maybe you'll think twice next time you try to put a sloshed-up, washed-up telepath against a powerful cosmic entity. On to round four!
I just want to take a moment and state, for the record, that as the eldest child in my family, I've already worked through anything that you're gonna try to drag out of me.
What about your crippling inability to treat any situation without the deflection of sarcasm? What about your mightier-than-thou judgmental tendencies?
I'm... working on that. I do a lot of work on myself, and...
I don't buy it, sweetheart. Being aware of something isn't the same as understanding it, so I'll ask you. Why the endless litany of complaints since day one? You want this makeshift collection of weirdos to fail, don't you?
I...
Yes, you hate the unadulterated chaos of the job, the things it's made you do, that's right. Don't think I didn't see your guilt over nearly wasting your brother's vampire ex-girlfriend. Remember that? Oh, of course you do. It haunts you. Face it, kid. You want to wish yourself into an entirely different life.
No.
No?
No, I don't. I'm proud to be one of these weirdos. They're the closest thing I have to a family. Besides my brother, who may be annoying, but he's never let me down when I needed him. I don't need a new life. I need to get back to mine. I won't be making any wishes either. Because if you're this terrible at prying into my head, I don't think I want to see what you do with any of my wishes.
You people are no fun.
Aw, Jack, we love you too.
You showed him. Nice one.
Yeah, thanks. Ginny, could you let go of me now?
Oh, yeah, okay.
So, hey, can you guys not tell Algie that I said he was a great brother?
Okay.
Right, no problem. But I'd like to point out that we only have two of us left to interrogate here. Shouldn't we attempt to strategize?
I think you've said enough for today. Ah! You know what? I've had enough of all of this, Gordon. It's my turn. Round 5.
Ah, Miss Miriam. I've been looking forward to our little chat.
What? Do you need a second attempt at ruining my relationship?
Okay. Oh, I would never... Your relationship with Dulcie is by far the least interesting thing about you.
Hey.
Everyone get out your popcorn and top off your glasses. We're taking a little tour of one of Miriam's memories. Take a gander at this, everyone.
Hey, is Carlton here? I have news for him.
Oh, no. But wanna come in anyway?
Nah, I can't stay, but would you give this to Carlton for me? It's the contact information for a woman called Willow Ember, some owner of a halfway house out west. Tell Carlton that she's got some information on where that friend of his, Val, is at.
Oh, yeah, of course. I'll make sure he gets it.
Thanks. I gotta run, but I'll call you later, okay?
And scene. Cinema. At its finest, isn't it?
Wait, Miriam, did you just hide the note?
It seemed like it was pretty important.
I don't understand. Carlton is probably your closest friend.
We're waiting, Miriam. Tick, talk.
I need a minute.
There's no minutes for contestants in the hot seat.
Everyone just wait. I'm sure Miriam has an explanation.
It's still messed up.
I can't wait to hear your reasoning.
You said there's no minutes in the hot seat, huh? Then I wish I had a minute alone to think.
Granted.
Where did you send her?
She's perfectly safe.
How are we supposed to trust you?
Yeah, you've been so mean.
You can rest assured that your friend will return to you in 1 minute's time.
What guarantees that?
The odds are now tipped in my favor. You have one wish left. Winners don't need to cheat. As you were.
She'll be back soon, and when she is, I think we should hear her out.
You're so right. Miriam always has a reason.
But is it a good reason? I mean, concealing something like that is a big deal.
The whole time we've been in here, Gordon has been trying to tear us all apart. We need to trust each other. Miriam and I may have our differences, but I respect her.
Yeah. She knows what she's doing.
So it's agreed. We'll try to understand.
Intermission is over!
You dropped me in the middle of the ocean!
You wish for a minute alone. You never specified the conditions of the minute.
Ugh!
Now, where were we?
You were being insufferable, invasive, and inconvenient. And I don't owe you an explanation. But I do owe one to my friends. I didn't tell Carlton because we need him.
We?
Not like that. Heinous investigations. We're still figuring things out, and if he goes off investigating something else on his own, then maybe he wouldn't feel like he needed to stick around. He has to stay. All of us do.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
I understand. You're afraid of being alone. I am too. I'm sorry if my sentiments about Dulcinea upset you. She was the first person in a long time that made me feel like I wasn't alone. I love having all of you in the house, but during the day, it's much like it's always been for me. Empty.
I forgive you. And I'm sorry, too.
You should all be proud of what this organization has become. You've surpassed my expectations and come together to make that empty house a real home. Granted, it's a far messier home, but the support and love I've seen between you is invaluable. And impressive. Today only scratches the surface of how well we've all learned to work together. Without all of you, heinous investigations would be nothing.
Nothing? Martin, you're next. When it's your turn, make a wish.
I won't let you down.
Oh, enough of this nonsense! You people are sappier than a tapped maple tree. Come on, Gatsby, it's your turn. Ready?
Actually, I am. I choose to make a wish.
Are you serious?
Finally!
I wish that you, Gordon, Vibranth, Lamilish, Marcus, or Lady McSlay the 52nd, will no longer exist. I wish that you were nothing.
You arrogant twee bother! How dare you!
Like you said, Gordon, I don't make the rules. I just enjoy them.
We did it! We won! The door works!
We're free!
Yay.
Oh, thank God.
Thank Miriam.
You did the honors.
Okay, I've got a bottle opener. Hey, the bottle's gone! And what happened to you guys? Have you been drinking without me?
Let's just say there are some bottles you really shouldn't open.
I highly doubt that.
I've always appreciated your curiosity, Algy.
Whoa, a compliment? Now I really have to know what I missed.
I'll tell you later, if you make me one of my smoothies.
I don't want to touch blood.
I guess you'll never know then.
Okay, I call foul. Man, talk about unfair.
Trust me, you haven't seen unfair.
Willow Ember. Huh. Weird name, don't you think?
Said Beverly Carlton.
Okay, good point. So, this is it, huh?
If by it, you mean your ticket to finding your friend, then yeah.
I guess I owe Dulcie a thank you. She's good.
Yeah, she is. You need a minute, or...
Right, because I'm gonna go cry about it. You know me, Pryor. I think we can both agree we've got enough to worry about.
We?
Well, yeah. Who else? Unless you're somehow not dying to follow up on Chester's 1,000th call about Gnome stealing his groceries this week. So?
Count me in.
Hey, fellow investigators. Want to help support the show? Feel free to follow us on social media and check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/wildlypods for all kinds of fun bonus content. Heinous Investigations was created, written, and directed by Jessica Castro. This episode was written by Maria Elizabeth Burns with story and additional dialogue by Jessica Castro, featuring the voices of Dio Garner, David Manuele, Emily Folger, Elena Garcia, Tuan Nguyen, Bryce Riffle, AJ Somerville, Maria Elizabeth Burns, Naomi Park, Jamie Forney, Matt Lundquist, and Jessica Castro, with a guest appearance by Angie S. Sound design, editing, and mixing by Owen Thornton. Heinous Investigations' spooky theme song written and arranged by Jordan Castro, with instrumentals by Lucas Urbina. Promotional media by Tom Velick. Thanks for listening, and happy investigating!